That happens to me a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone goes, hey, your lens cap's still on.
So this is just an interview. We have a formal ceremony.
Yes,
oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hi.
Tell me, I mean, explain to me what's going on here.
Today we are starting our journey. We are leaving for Halifax, driving in our RV, and on 20th April, we will be starting our walk, which is a multi-faith walk against violence. So Calgary team is, four people are living with me, myself, and there are three other colleagues, and people from different cities also will be arriving in Halifax. I'm not sure how many, but people have contacted us and they said they will be coming too. And from Halifax also, we are expecting some people will join us. So on 20th April, we will start walking towards the west.
Yeah, what is the walk consist of?
This is a multi-faith walk against violence. This is where different faith and different groups, ethnic groups come together to protest against violence. What is going on in the world today is the huge violence. Every day you listen, somebody is killed, terrorism, domestic violence, child abuse, elder abuse. So all this escalation in violence in our communities has to be condemned. And this walk will create awareness about that, dangers of being violent, resolving issues through violence in families, children, spousal abuse. So all these forms of different abuse, we are creating awareness about it and say this is wrong and we must stop it and we should all work together to fight against this violence.
How long is the walk going to be?
It depends, but we are expecting that it will take about 6 to 8 months from Halifax to Victoria, BC.
All right. And what, the RV, I guess? You're going to be living in the RV along the way, I guess, right?
That's right. So RV will be with us. I will be walking. This is my intention. I will be walking the whole length. And the people of other faiths, other communities, other leaders, they will join me for certain lengths of this whole walk.
Do you know how many kilometers you have to walk a day to make it in 7 or 8 months?
My plan is to at least on average we have to have 40 kilometers per day walk. If we do not meet this target, then we will go into severe winter weather, which may not be good for me or for us. So 40 kilometers, that should be average. Initially it will be 30 kilometers, then we will speed up and then make it at least 40 kilometers per day average.
Do you think it'll draw some awareness?
Absolutely, I'm quite optimistic. We have already drawn awareness about this walk against violence across this country. We have a website, walkagainstviolence.com. We have a toll-free number, 1-877-WALK-ALL. And churches, synagogues, temples, mosques, they are already talking to their congregations that this is a walk taking place. So the awareness is there. I mean, it will just get better and better and more.
It looks like you got some sponsors to help you with this, right?
That's right. So we are looking for sponsors too, but we already have some sponsors. As you can see on our RV, there are some signs of our sponsors. It may cost us, this whole walk may cost us from $200,000 to $300,000. So hopefully we will be able to at least break even for the cost we will incur. But I'm quite optimistic. We depend on God and hope, and we are very positive that He will help us and we will get our objective. The objective is to let Canadians know, let the world know that we all Canadians come together to fight violence, terrorism and extremism in our communities, in our societies.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.